to let loose of a penny. He's really a...
student.
Are there any other words that mean that?
There's something that I'm saying that's mean, though.
Okay. And suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that just don't match at all.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, he really looks...
bad.
Okay. Would you ever say dutchy or tacky or...
yeah, tacky.
Slouchy?
Tacky.
Oh. Can you say that about a woman as well as a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, suppose that a woman is wearing her best clothes. You could say she's really...
nice. They look nice.
Okay, and you say...
dress.
You say the same thing about a man?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a word you can use to refer to an old person who gets around very well? You could say, he's really what for his age?
Yeah, for my young, for his age.
Okay. Would you ever say he's spry or
he's
active?
Spry, young.
I think you're mighty spry.
I don't think so sometimes.
A person who just never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition at all is just...
loser.
Okay. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with his bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay. And how about an insect that jumps around in dry grass? You can jump...
top of grass.
Okay. And do you have a name for an old deserted house that nobody lives in anymore, but some people say ghosts live in?
Hmm. Has that got a name?
Yeah.
For the house?
Uh-huh.
Not just an old house.
Uh-huh. Do people ever call it a ghost house or a handy house?
Oh, a ghost living in there. They would say ghost stay in their house.
Uh-huh. Would they call it a ghost house or...?
You could call it a ghost house. But the ghosts are always some of them making noise in the night where they stand, so mostly just it was a house or something.
Uh-huh. Okay. If something is supposed to bring people bad luck, does it have a name? Do you call all things that bring bad luck something?
Yeah, they have so many different things that bad luck. Well, I don't think... a cousin of mine used to say, it's better to have bad luck and no luck at all. Yeah, I never used to pay no attention to that.
Okay. Well, suppose some people think that some people bring bad luck, and they say, I don't want to be around that person because he always brings bad luck.
Mm.
Do they have a name for this kind of a person?
No, I don't know. I've got a name most of somebody, but most everybody is living.
Well, would people call somebody who brings bad luck, would they call him a hoodoo or a jinx?
Yeah,
or a jinx?
Hoodoo or something. Yeah, you take some of them, they'd be toting set, they'll grip around. And, you know, hardly have magic, but then they can do so much.
What do they do? What do they do?
They can give you luck. It would look like if you can get some luck, you ought to give yourself some.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Not married. You call a bastard child.
Okay. And what do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Hmm. What do you call it?
After a person dies, you take him to a place where they get him ready to be buried.
In a hospital.
Okay. And what's the box called that they put the dead person into?
Casket.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything else?
Coffin.
Were they shaped the same?